Welcome back to That 590 Show. The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck? Here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off. But that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or a Savage Axis Camel rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri, BellmanCDJR.com. Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tomorrow evening, and Cavaliers head coach and Mexico, Missouri native Tyronn Lue saying that there will be no changes to the lineup. And I'm a little surprised by that because J.R. Smith has been extremely ineffective. I think that maybe I would bench J.R. Smith and start Iman Shumpert. I don't know about you, Rock, but I think that's a move I would probably make. And I know what people are going to say. If you do that to J.R. Smith, you're probably going to lose him, but you're already losing with him. What do you have to lose by this? You really think you're going to win Game 3 because of J.R. Smith? If you're counting on that, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'm not sure the move here. I guess his thought process is eventually you're going to break the straw, I guess. You know, something's going to happen. You know, he's going to hit a shot, and, you know, the floodgates are going to open. The straw's going to break on the camel's back, and he's going to get his game going. But right now, nothing says that's going to happen. He didn't do this. You know, he hasn't stepped up in these moments. Last year, he didn't do it in the playoffs either. And so I don't see why you would stick with this one at this point. You're getting run off the court. You have a defensive substitution, essentially, to make. You know that Iman Shumpert's not a great shooter, but at the same time, he's had success. So, you know, relatively against Kevin Durant, bring him on Shumpert in there, have him guard Durant, free up LeBron a little bit. I don't understand the thought process here from Tyronn Lue. I'm with you, Matt. I don't understand exactly what he's doing here. It seems like kind of a panic move not to do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
There'd be a panic move, you know, to make something, you know, to make a bunch of changes. That'd be too much. But this seems like he's kind of panicking by not moving at all.
LeBron has had some interesting things to say during this off couple days, I guess you could say, in between Game 2 and Game 3. He was asked about the pace and whether or not they're going to try to slow it down, and he said, no, they're not. They're not going to try to slow it down, which I think is a mistake. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but just kind of like the tone in his voice, I think he kind of knows that they're in real deep doo-doo when it comes to the series. That, yeah, last year you could point to it and say, hey, Games 1 and 2 last year were a lot like that, but this Warriors team is not the same Warriors team as it was last year. You lose Harrison Barnes and you add Kevin Durant. That is a huge, huge upgrade. So I think LeBron even kind of knows that, yeah, if we lose this one, our goose is cooked.
Yeah, and I think that's been LeBron's. I think you've seen LeBron be a little bit more aggravated this year. I think he's been a little bit more pouty, probably because he realizes that this run of 100 games, essentially, they're going to play this year is going to be all for naught, essentially. I think he was smart enough to see that really in the making as soon as July 4th passed and Kevin Durant was on the Golden State Warriors. So I think he's been frustrated. He's known the defense wasn't there. This is a guy who not only did he change his style of play when he went to the Heat, but he also changed his intensity on defense, and that's what made him into the superstar that we know him today, is the fact that he could kick it into gear on defense the same way Michael Jordan was able to. That's what changed for not only LeBron James, but changed for the Heat and made a championship caliber team was the defense. And LeBron James was aware of that then, and he's aware of it now. That's what made them a championship team. He's aware of the fact that last year, their defense, the fact that they kind of went against the NBA norm, they kind of zigged and everyone else zagged, as in Tristan Thompson, who dominated the offensive board last year in the finals, especially the last four games that helped swing the series in their favor. That's not happening right now. So he knows that they're going to have to win unconventionally, defense, offensive rebounds, and I think he's kind of putting together that special little edge they have in those two facets simply was just barely enough last year, and it's not even going to be close to enough this year.
I think he also knows, too, that, you know, this you don't win the title this year, it's another year lost. And you're not getting another. You're not getting younger, you're getting older. And I know he really wants to run down Michael Jordan. And, yeah, you lose this year, it's another missed opportunity to run him down. And now it's going to look less likely that you're going to get the number six. I would almost say at this point, the way that Golden State looks, if they keep that Warriors team together, I think LeBron may be lucky to get to four.
It's going to be really hard for them to keep that team together. I know Kevin Durant came out and said he's willing to take a pay cut, but even with him taking a pay cut on his next up and Stephen Curry not taking a very big boost on his pay, because obviously Stephen Curry's not going to be getting paid $11 million anymore after this year. So I'm not sure.
I think Klay Thompson's out of there, but I think they can win without Klay Thompson.
Or Joe Lacob just says, fine, here we go. Let's do this. Let's for the next 3 or 4 years run the biggest salary that the NBA has ever seen when you look at repeater tax and tax payments. Let's do it. And fact of the matter is, we're talking about a Bay Area team that's about to move into a new, nicer stadium that they already paid for the majority of when it comes to the construction costs. I think we could see, for the very first time in the NBA, a team say, we're going to get so much money on apparel and ticket sales and marketing because we're going to be so much better than everybody else. Let's screw it. Let's go full on, double, you know, into the tax, into the repeater. Let's pay gobs of money out and hold on to this.
TJ, I'm sorry.
They'd be the one franchise that might be able to do it considering their location.
TJ, I'm sorry. Text the end saying the NBA will see that it goes to 6 or 7. Wink, wink. Wouldn't be the first time the NBA has been accused of doing something like that. But I think of
yeah,
the
in fact, I think it's been something like 360 days since they were last accused of doing that.
Of the four Warriors, though, the big four that they have, I can see Klay Thompson, the one being, yeah, you know what, I'm out of here. Especially if they win it this year, because he's almost doing the exact opposite of what other NBA players do. He's getting his titles first, and then he's going to get his money later and want to be the man later.
First of all, he's already on a mini-max deal. Isn't he in year two of a deal?
I'm not sure exactly. I think he might be in year three.
Sure,
but I could see Klay Thompson being, you know what, when my contract's up, I'm out of here. Because he is the distant fourth person on that team. You're not Steph Curry. You're not Kevin Durant. And Draymond Green has got the biggest personality on that team. So you know that you're going to be the most – you're Ringo. And that basketball Beatles, you're Ringo Starr if you're Klay Thompson.
Yeah, this is year two of a mini-max deal.
How many more years does he have left?
Yeah, it was a four-year $70 million deal. So he's averaging $17 million a year. And this is year two, he made 16. Next year, he makes 17.8. Year after that, he makes 18.9. So he's settled through the 2018-19. It's all about – so, yeah, he's settled. I mean, we're talking about him leaving the Warriors when he's going into his age 30 season.
He can still – I mean, but you saw what Ray Allen could do, though, when he was
– No. I'm just saying it's that Klay Thompson – the rest of Klay Thompson's – the first half of Klay Thompson's prime is in a Warriors uniform.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that.
That's settled, unless they have to trade him away because somebody gets greedy, but it doesn't look like anybody's going to get greedy. I mean, if you're Stephen Curry, why would you – you made $11 million this year. If you're Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson's making 16, Kevin Durant's making 20, Draymond's making 15, I want to say. If you're Stephen Curry, why do you care about making more than $16 million? What's the difference between – if you're Stephen Curry, why do you walk into that room and ask for 21 instead of 16? For you, what's the benefit? Because if you do that, they have to trade away Klay Thompson. Is there any benefit for you as Stephen Curry to do that? I can't see it.
No, there isn't. But, I mean, eventually you're going to want to go to an area where you're the primary focus. You're going to want to go to a team where you're the primary focus. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I'm just saying that of those four, I could see him doing it more than I can see Draymond, Steph, or KD doing it. This is probably the happiest KD's ever been in his career. I don't think there's any question about that. He's got almost no pressure on him right now.
Yeah, Draymond Green's in year two of a 5-year, $82 million
deal. Yeah, Draymond's not going anywhere.
He is paid 15. He made 15-3 this year. He makes 16-4, 17-4, and then 18-5. And so, honestly, if I'm Steph Curry, as long as I'm making the 15 to 17 that Draymond and Klay's making, I'm not complaining at all. I don't have a deal with it. First of all, I know I never have to, because of those two, I never have to use my energy on defense. I don't care. That's worth a few million if I'm Steph Curry.
Here's what we talked about this last night a little bit, about how this Warriors team, this year's Warriors team, would be favored against the 95-96 Bulls. And that gives you an indication of how bad the finals have been so far this year, that we're talking hypotheticals. But I agree with this Warriors team being favored over that Bulls team. And Magic Johnson came out and said that the Showtime Lakers would sweep this Warriors team. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't, dude. You'd lose too.
I'm not sure. I think they lose at least three. Hell, that's whose rules you're playing with. That's the big question. That's the only question that matters. That's the problem. Is if you that's my answer swings on the question or the answer to whose rules you're playing with. Whose rules you're playing with? That's my question, Matt Berger.
I think Klay Thompson could do a pretty good job guarding Michael Jordan. What do you think? I mean, I'm being serious. I think Klay Thompson is really good defender.
Yeah, I mean,
and Klay Thompson's a bigger player than what Michael Jordan is. He's taller and he's heavier.
He's about the same size as Michael.
No, he's about a good 20 pounds heavier than what Michael Jordan is.
Michael Jordan only played 200?
Right around there, yeah.
Damn, he was strong for his size. Klay Thompson could do a good job. Obviously, I don't think he does.
And you just rotate Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant on Michael Jordan. I think Durant could guard him too.
I think Klay Thompson would do well, but at the same time, you see how well LeBron James is at getting into the hoop against Thompson. I'm not saying he does it at a high level. I'm just saying he's able to do it against Klay Thompson. So you got to think.
Yeah, but LeBron is so much bigger than what Jordan
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
Though.
Jordan's the greatest driver ever. Jordan's the greatest driver ever. I'm sorry. You can say what you want about Jordan shooting, but whether or not it was driving or, you know, driving and then hitting, and then putting on a step back, as soon as you're in 17 feet, there's no one, you know, Michael Jordan scoring 2 points. Game over. I'm sorry. And so, yeah, I Klay Thompson would do okay, but I don't think Klay Thompson would do worse than he's doing against LeBron right now, I think.
Okay, but like I said,
bottom line is whatever era you're playing whoever rules in, that's the team that wins. You're playing in the 90s.
Michael Jordan 6'6", 195.
Good God almighty. You're playing in the 90s, the Bulls win that one, probably in 6 or 7. You're playing now, the Warriors win that one.
I think even in the 90s, I think the Warriors win. Because other than Jordan, who else scores on that team? Pippen was a driver. Pippen wasn't a great shooter.
No, I mean, none of those guys were great shooters. That's the question right now is, how much does the spacing tenets of basketball now, does that make teams now that much better than teams back in the day just because of the way they space the floor?
Scottie Pippen, 6'8 and 2'10.
That's fine, but put Scottie Pippen in the post. That's the thing is, at no point, I mean, they would get destroyed. Remember what Tristan Thompson did to them on the offensive glass last year? Now put Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen in instead of Tristan Thompson, and literally there's not a single offensive board ever pulled down by the Warriors, and more than that, they lose so many defensive boards to those two. That's another thing is Pippen and Rodman would literally pull down 25 boards per game in a game against the Warriors. There's zero doubt in my mind. Zero doubt in my mind that would happen. That happens. I'm sorry. Pippen would drive in off the wing every missed basket, and he'd pull down the board more often than not, even going against guys like Kevin Durant, because that's how good of a rebounder they both were.
Klay Thompson, 6'7", 215. Yeah, I think he could probably handle guarding Michael Jordan.
He could handle it, but come on.
Yeah, let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com and the NFL channel on Sirius XM. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.